Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and we are blessed to have the Railroader. That's right, double R, Radamus Ramirez is here, founder and CEO at Vala, where social media meets decentralized financing. Radamus, welcome to the Playbook.
Thanks for having me. Really excited to be here and coming hot off to Go Fund Yourself. Airing the TV show is really good. A lot of electric stuff happening there, so just glad to be here.
Yeah, well, the popularity of understanding how to trade, learn, and engage all in one place. You have a very intuitive platform. So many people are at least curious about, which is trading. And there's a new era of trading with non-accredited investors. And you've always been a visionary. You've been building the future companies since you were 14 in understanding with just Android keyboards, what people were looking for, and with millions of downloads there. And in this innovation and digital craftsmanship, you've now attacked an area of great curiosity, which is decentralized finance. What are some of the nuances of Vala that allow people to utilize a platform to not only trade, but to learn and engage all in one place?
Yeah. I think the biggest takeaway here is to understand that while there's a core feature that allows, you know, users to trade, the way that we approach trading in the application is frictionless. So trading is not essentially what you go there for. It's a byproduct of you interacting with the application, your constituents, creators that you like, and it makes trading feel natural. Right now, you know, before Robinhood came along, right, it was like, who's your broker? How do I buy stocks? What's going on here, right? And then now it's became very popular. And now you have individuals messing with options who probably shouldn't be messing with options. But that's what happens when you have frictionless UI, right? It just becomes a lot easier for individuals to start to participate. So this is basically what we did with Vala. It's like the future is clearly digital. And the transfer of value between culture and coin is going to be inevitable. And how you kind of weave these things together, there has to be a platform where, you know, it feels frictionless, where, you know, you're on the application, you're earning, you're doing certain things as you would on TikTok or Instagram. And, you know, you happen to then transfer that value or swap that value into a digital token of your choice, whether it be Bitcoin, ETH, or anything else that may be happening. So it's very interesting to see our user base use the application. It's also interesting to see, you know, key areas that I'm in currently in Buenos Aires right now, Argentina, doing some on the ground market research to break into LATAM. So a lot of cool stuff there.
Yeah, and it's very popular to, you know, decentralize things. It's, you know, the curiosity is one thing, but just like authenticity was overused over the last 10 years in social media, we've now moved to the importance of culture. I've been telling people for the last decade that people work for cultures, not company. Culture becomes this now term that seems to be more ubiquitous and overused, just like authenticity in the past has been overused and the vernacular has become common. For you, when you talk about building a culture to coinage, I love that phrase, but what are some of the main characteristics of the culture to help people with understanding the decentralization of finance?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think you're totally right when it comes to kind of this, the cultural description being overused in a lot of different areas, because it's easy for people to kind of attach to that term and you know, with their answers and don't think, you know, on our side, it comes down to essentially removing that FOMO that you feel from other traditional platforms where maybe you discovered a creator very early and you started interacting with their posts very early. So you were a part of their rise, right? And they blow up. And what do you have? You have the bragging rights to say, I knew that person when they had 1,000 followers, right? But there's nothing to show for that. And that's essentially what we're solving here, is allowing you to actually participate in a way that makes the most sense, because your attention is more valuable than gold. The bigger social media sites have convinced you that your attention isn't worth much, right? Because now they can then repackage that attention, capture the upside of the value, and use all that data to make a lot of money. So a part of us as well is the algorithm is also very much controlled by the user. So right now we have sparking, which I talked about on the show. And that's a mechanism unique to us where individuals can basically super like a post and transfer some value that way to the user. But we also have the idea behind our next V2 algorithm, which is being built out in partnership with Amazon Web Services, which is a great partnership that we have. Really excited. Shout out to Amazon for that. And, you know, part of this is how do we now allow the algorithm to also essentially be a moldable, modular flow of information that isn't biased and also allowed, again, the free flow of commerce through that river. So we have a lot of interesting challenges ahead of us as far as who do we decide gets to, you know, monetize on their likeness or their information or their art, or how does it work? And then ultimately, how do we have safeguards, right? I think that's the biggest thing everyone's always thinking when they hear crypto, they hear digital currency, they hear anything. They're like, I'm going to lose my money, or who's going to save me? The transactions are irreversible. So if somebody convinces me or whatever, what do we do? So this is also why we don't get a lot of, interesting enough, in the industry that we are growing out of, there's a part of us that we are fighting against the status quo inside of what you would call Web3, because we don't play the same game as they do, right? We don't allow token launching inside the application. We don't allow all of these like hyper gamblization features that have made crypto look dirty. And for us, it's longevity. So while we figure out, okay, I like this post, I want to participate in this post. I like this creator, I want to help boost this creator. Again, it's all about sharing and making sure that everyone can capture the upside of their constituent. So if you do actually invite somebody to the application, right now we have for our first cohort of users, you get 10% of everything that user spends. That can be anything. So if they make any tips, if they make a D1 e-commerce, anything like that, you're automatically getting 10% of that transaction decentralized, settled instantly into your account. So that's a good start.
Yeah, really good and fair start. One of the other things is to build a community through other aspects other than social media. And you have a very successful podcast, the Vala TV podcast, that helps to not only build community, but educate community as well. Have you found the podcast or any other alternative media types of opportunities to be beneficial to building that culture, that community that's necessary for Vala on the finance side to be successful?
Yeah, we find some pretty good success on Vala TV, which we do put on our Discord channel and also X Live and Spaces and stuff like that. And it's interesting because we have a huge disparity in who is on the application. We have, you know, as I said, I'm here in Argentina. We have a bunch of users here. We have a bunch of users in Nigeria. We have a bunch of users in Southeast Asia. And if you think about these key locations that I'm mentioning, there's one single thing that is the same between all these locations, and that is instability in their local currencies and ability to adopt digital experiences, and not ability, but more willingness to do this. In the United States, you have, I guess for us, like there is a little bit of a different energy where most of the time getting on a social platform has to be cool before they, you know, the masses are on there. More people have to be on there. It's a different vibe. Here in Latam or in Southeast Asia, you see just hunger. They understand that what we're building is an information highway that is gold for them, because otherwise they'll be stuck in, you know, an area where they're not getting the correct information. And if they are getting the correct information, how do they interact with this information, capture that value, transfer that value, get their friends into it to, you know, participate in that value? So it's a really interesting, you know, journey that we've been on, and we already see it. You know, I have people in those same key areas DMing me all the time about just thankful for the opportunities that Vala has presented. You know, we talk about some of these areas where, you know, $40, $50, $100 earned a week, that's a lot of money. That's more than, you know, most of them are making on a monthly basis. So, you know, it's exciting to say the least. And we just keep our ears to the ground and just keep molding the platform. One thing I did learn though, while being here in Argentina and meeting some of the users and meeting some more of the people about what we're playing with, we will be steering a little bit further into this, to the side of social, and have the financial aspect, we want to tune it further to be more, again, just kind of like humming quietly in the background and not so like in your face. But you did find out after the GoFund Yourself airing, you know, we got some people coming into the application, and we were kind of tracking them and trying to understand their user behaviors. And we realized that while what we're building is very important, and there's a lot of individuals who appreciate it, the landing on the application initially has to be a bit softer. I think the hyper-financialization of the app initially gets people a bit confused or a bit worried or a bit this. So, you know, but then again, we go by the data. So just kind of bringing that all in.
It's interesting because a lot of companies only focus in on design, code, and culture, the overused terminology, but they should. And design, code, and culture are important. But it seems to me your history, your experience, and capability has allowed you to intersect those things that are common, code, design, and culture, with human behavior and progress. And understanding, as I am a student and a behavioralist, the aggregation, acceleration, and compounding impact of behavior, that the data does provide us some insight, some clarity, some awareness to how we can be more statistically successful in driving progress. What are some of the behaviors that you've seen that are aligned with the divine direction, as I call it, with the driven progress that you've had with Vala?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest things that we've seen consistently is the willingness for individuals to learn and the understanding of the psychological side of understanding that there are few zones in the world that are looking for a movement to essentially freedom, right? And this is essentially the essence and the ethos of Vala, where it's kind of tapped to freedom. And it's the idea that we're not just an application where you can have some fun and also do some financial actions. We're an application that's going to be a movement. We're an application that's going to be a statement. Having Vala on your phone means you care about what we're doing. It means that you are privy to certain financial instruments that will uplift you out of your current situation. And additionally, spending time out here in Buenos Aires was interesting to me because there is a blockchain called World. It's owned by Sam Altman, the guy from ChatGPT, who owns OpenAI. And his blockchain is interesting because it's human only. It's the only blockchain where you literally have to scan your iris to be able to participate in anything of that ecosystem. There's two levels, passport and then the scanning of the iris, right? One thing that was very interesting is over 1 million Argentinians have their iris scanned here in Argentina. 1 million. And that's just in this country. The distribution numbers of what's going on with World is absolutely bananas. And a lot of people aren't talking about this. And that's why I'm here, to get that data and get the information for the rescue. But what's interesting to me is you have 1 million people willing to scan their eye to get opportunities to financial institutions, applications, and things that they know and feel is beneficial to them. And that's a huge step. And we're talking about signing up is one thing, but scanning your iris, that's a whole level.
Yeah, and it has a whole level of trust and awareness that's necessary, and that data is essential to so many different companies. And I imagine Sam has a great gauge on how exactly to stimulate interest to do that and to have the trust and the credibility to do that. Now, you were the star of GoFund Yourself, and we've had great response to GoFund Yourself. Part of the purpose of GoFund Yourself is to elevate the awareness to the general public, to non-accredited investors, to give them an opportunity to invest. Where can people participate, not just in Vala, but in actually investing in Vala?
Yeah, for sure. If you want it very easy, go to invest.vala.social. That's invest.vala.social. We made it very easy. I've designed a new fundraising mechanism that has never been seen before on GoFund Yourself. And it essentially allows you to purchase up to four different types of passes. And each one of these tiers have a different level of exposure to the Vala ecosystem. Very easy. You can Apple Pay, you can Google Pay, you can do all of those things very quickly, very easily, starting at $100. So definitely encourage you to go check it out. And you can also download the application on that same link. But I definitely encourage you to join the movement, come see what we're doing, come hang out. It pays to just tilt around and be a part of the app.
Absolutely. It pays. And giving opportunity to those that never had it before under the Jobs Act is what we do. And people like Rodimus, who's had his first exit since he was 15, I always say go with somebody that's done it before. Rodimus Ramirez giving us all an opportunity to utilize decentralized finance in a unique, intuitive platform. If you like to trade, learn, or just engage all in one place, Vala is that place. Go to @getvala on all the different platforms and go ahead and elevate your awareness and make that investment. Founder and CEO at Vala, on to his next successful venture. I appreciate the opportunity to have you on the TV show and my podcast, A Great Entrepreneur. Keep your eye on Rodimus Ramirez, an incredible entrepreneur on The Playbook.